Plain Bad Heroines, a novel, by Emily M. Danforth, performed by Exie Sands. A note before we begin. To view the map of the Brookhaunt School for Girls, be sure to go to www.harpercollins.com/audio/plain-bad-heroines. For Erica, the heroine who has always held my heart. Surely there must be, in a world of manifold beautiful things, something among them for me. And always, while I am still young, there is that dim light, the future. But it is indeed a dim, dim light, and oftentimes there's a treachery in it. Mary MacLean. The story of Mary MacLean. To be durable and perfect, to be, in fact, grown up, is to be an object, an altar, the figure in a stained glass window. Cherishable stuff. But really, it is so much better to sneeze and feel human. Truman Capote, Answered Prayers. Part 1. I await the devil's coming. Excerpt from The Story of Mary MacLean. Citation, Mary MacLean. The Story of Mary MacLean. Chicago, Herbert S. Stone and Company, 1902. The book was originally titled I Await the Devil's Coming, but MacLean's editor refused to publish it under this title during her lifetime. Though I am young and feminine, very feminine, I am not that quaint conceit, a girl, the sort of person that Laura E. Richards writes about, and Nora Perry, and Louisa M. Alcott. Girls with bright eyes and with charming faces, they always have charming faces, standing with reluctant feet where the brook and river meet, and all that sort of thing. I missed all that. And then usually, if one is not a girl, one is a heroine, of the kind you read about. But I am not a heroine, either. A heroine is beautiful. Eyes like the sea shoot opaque glances from under drooping lids. Walks with undulating movements, her bright smile haunts one still. Falls methodically in love with a man, always with a man. Eats things, they are always called viands, with a delicate appetite. And on special occasions, her voice is full of tears. I do none of these things. I am not beautiful. I do not walk with undulating movements. Indeed, I have never seen anyone walk so, except perhaps a cow that has been overfed. My bright smile haunts no one. I shoot no opaque glances from my eyes, which are not like the sea by any means. I have never eaten any viands, and my appetite for what I do eat is most excellent. And my voice has never yet, to my knowledge, been full of tears. No, I am not a heroine. There never seem to be any plain heroines, except Jane Eyre. And she was very unsatisfactory. She should have entered into marriage with her beloved Rochester in the first place. I should have. Let there be a dozen mad wives upstairs. But I suppose the author thought she must give her heroine some desirable thing. High moral principles, since she was not beautiful. Some people say beauty is a curse. It may be true, but I'm sure I should not have at all minded being cursed a little. And I know several persons who might well say the same. But anyway, I wish someone would write a book about a plain, bad heroine, so that I might feel in real sympathy with her. One macabre afternoon to begin. It's a terrible story, and one way to tell it is this. Two girls in love and a fog of wasps curse the place forever after. Maybe you think you already know this story, because of the movie made of it. Not so, but you'll discover that soon enough. For now, let me acquaint you with Vespula maculifrons, the eastern yellow jacket. If you're imagining some do-gooder honeybee humming about the pastel pages of a children's book, don't. Eastern yellow jackets are aggressive when provoked, relentless when defending their underground home. They don't make honey, but might I offer you an...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?